Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com.
Crime, punishment, judges, legal stuff.
I had to tell you, Hammer, I'm sort of relieved I haven't heard anything about the pending Delphi murder trial in a week or two. Because, you know, no news is good news as far as I'm concerned, because it sounded like chaos there leading up to the trial of Richard Allen for his alleged murders of Libby and Abby. And so we're a couple of months away from this trial, and we haven't heard anything until now.
Now we've got an update. A new defense attorney will be joining the defense team of Richard Allen, but in a limited capacity. So in a filing that was submitted earlier today, defense attorney Jennifer Auger will join the team of attorneys that are going to be representing Richard Allen, but Jennifer will be working in some sort of limited capacity. The court documents say that she will assist the attorneys with, quote, matters related to the service of process and future depositions of FBI agents associated with the investigation.
Okay. Don't know what that means. Sounds pretty complicated and official, but I'm just... Did what I say make sense, though? Like, I'm just... We were hearing it was day after day after day of accusations of, you know, leaking documents, and then prosecution was, you know, charging, wanting the judge to charge the defense with contempt.
There was a fight in the courthouse.
Yeah, there was between two YouTubers that were going to get called to the stand. The defense doesn't trust the judge, wants her to step down. I'm tired of it. Let's get this thing on and so we can get some justice for Libby and Abby, hopefully.
First thing I thought of, and again, this is the way my mind works. Anytime a TV show adds a new character, it stinks. So I'm wondering if this is actually going to be beneficial to the defense or not. You know, is this going to be like a great addition like Woody was to the cast of Cheers? Or is this going to be like that little rotten redheaded kid with the freckles that ruined Different Strokes? Thanks for ruining Different Strokes, you little mutant.
I forgot about that kid. That was towards the end of the show, right?
Yeah, that was like a thing for a while. TV shows that were trying to reinvigorate their audience that they lost, they would try to put in a new kid. Cousin Oliver on the Brady Bunch, oh, awful. They tried to bring in a new kid on Growing Pains, awful. I think Full House tried to pump out a few new kids, sucked every time. But nobody was worse than that little mutant that totally ruined Different Strokes.
Oh, wow.
Check this out. Apparently, you can get busted with $1 million in coke and $47,000 in cash and be out on bond the next night. This was something I did not know.
In Indy?
Correct. A Florida truck driver charged with moving $1 million in cocaine from L.A. to Indy has been released on bond from Putnam County. 41-year-old Miami resident Yanir Pina Machado, if you like Pina Machados and all his cocaine, should have made a Hammer and Nigel record song there. He was arrested last week after the state police pulled him over and they found $1.1 million worth of illegal drugs and $47,000 in cash in his truck. But he paid $40,000 cash bond and he is out. Now, he's been given a date for a pre-trial conference, May 22nd, 2024. So my question to you, Nige, what are the chances that Pina Machado shows up to that pre-trial hearing?
I'd say zero. How in the world do you get caught with that much China, as they say? Coke.
Colombian Bam Bam.
Yeah, and you're gone the next day? How do you make the bail? Who's making that bail for you? If you're detectives, and by the way, he was on as the paperwork for his itinerary said he was supposed to make a delivery somewhere in Illinois. And when the police pulled him over, this guy was all nervous and shaking and acting real suspicious. And he was 200 miles away from where his itinerary or whatever
it's called. He missed his delivery by 200 miles.
Yeah, right, exactly. And so, I mean, if you're a detective, don't you want to sit this guy down? I mean, there's got to, what's the bail matrix in Putnam County? That's like Cloverdale, right? That's near, that's southern Putnam County. I'm flummoxed. I'm perplexed. Don't you want to know where the drugs come from? Who's your guy? Where did you get him? Who's posting bond?
I need somebody in law enforcement to help me out. If you pull somebody over and they've got that much blow and that much cash, and I'm pretty sure the cash they've made from selling the blow, can they use that cash to bail themselves out?
No way.
How are they allowed to use the coke money to bail themselves
honestly,
out?
Honestly, people caught with weed in their car go to jail for the night and then get out the next day. This guy was caught with $1 million worth of coke
and 45 pounds of weed,
and he's out the next day. Nobody knows his whereabouts. All we know is that he has to be back for a court date at the end of May. No way he shows up.
They said he had $47,000 in cash. Did he use more cash to bail himself out?
That's what I'm saying. This guy's connected somehow. I'm sure investigators would have loved to have sat down and maybe questioned this guy.
If you like selling weed at midnight, doing coke in the rain.
Peña Machado. I mean, I guess my question is, I mean, the guy needs a lawyer probably. You can't question him without a lawyer. But there has to be some sort of bail was only $40,000.
Right. For $1 million. Bucks worth of drugs.
I'm scratching my head. At Hammer and Nigel, if somebody wants to explain that.
Doing some legal stuff here. Let's go down to Florida. The ultimate Florida man, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, has approved new state law prohibiting minors under the age of 14 from using social media and mandating 14 and 15-year-olds and those below have to get parental consent before they log in. Now, this isn't just for TikTok. This is for Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, Instagram, Facebook, all of it. What do you think?
I don't know how they're going to implement that. How are they going to control that? How are they going to, what's the age verification look like? And is it going to be somewhere, like we were talking about this off the air. I believe it was you that said, when I get on a beer website, like a craft beer site, it has to make sure I'm 21.
Right.
And it just says, are you 21, yes or no? And I just you click yes.
Right.
Well, but that doesn't do anything. You're not verifying anybody's age. My 10-year-old can get on the same site.
Right. Remember years ago, if you bought illegal fireworks in the state of Indiana, you had to sign this waiver that says you're going to take them to Kentucky and blow them up or take them out of state
and
blow them up.
You will not light these in state.
Right. So ridiculous. I'm wondering if it's something similar to that. The Florida lawmaker, though, who wrote the bill says, quote, "The internet has become a dark alley for our children where predators target them and dangerous social media leads to higher rates of depression, self-harm, and even suicide."
And that's where the parents come in to monitor that. I have a 12-year-old and a 10-year-old. They're not on social media. They won't be for a while.
So for those kids in Florida that feel like they're not going to be able to post on social media because they're underage, perhaps the book that we came out with could help them out.
Oh. New from Hammer and Nigel. Are you a social media loser? Not enough likes on Facebook? Nobody seems to care when you post a stupid selfie of you and your dog? Well, Hammer and Nigel have the answer. Vague booking for dummies. That's right. Vague booking for dummies. If you're not getting the attention you deserve on Facebook, just post an intentionally vague status update, then sit back and watch the flood of concern pour in. It's real simple. All you need is a couple of words and a few punctuation marks at the end. For example, the one-word post.
Devastated. Dot, dot, dot.
The religious post.
Prayers needed. ..
Reminder, never say why prayers are needed.
The Philosophical Post.
What's the point? ?
There's even vague booking for millennials.
I literally just can't even right now. ..
If you're an attention whore that loves when people ask what's wrong, you need
vague booking for dummies.
Don't forget about the Regretful Post.
I should have known better. ..
And our personal favorite, the Emotional Song Lyric Post.
I'm sorry for everything that I've done, but when I call, you never seem to be home. ..
Vague Booking for Dummies from Hammer and Nigel, available everywhere.
I can't believe you're gone. ..
Yes!
It's a bestseller.
It's going to be a big seller in Florida.